For over 20 years, Joel McCower has studied corporate America, in particular the relationship between environmental concerns and the bottom line. He's written books, contributed to several national publications, and appeared on television and radio, including as a regular commentator for American Public Media's Marketplace, heard here on KSKA. This week, McCower was the keynote speaker at the Anchorage Economic Development Corporation's Mid-Year Investors Luncheon. He said, for businesses, organizations, and cities, going green was much more than a fad or a public relations gimmick. And it's not just small companies that are becoming environmentally conscious.
For a small and growing number of companies, particularly really big companies, it's becoming the strategic question of how do we operate in a world where energy, water, materials, carbon intensity, the toxicity of things become constraints to doing business? And what are the opportunities that come out of these kinds of constraints?
General Motors has 8 plants in the U.S., 14 globally, that have zero landfill impact. One important step toward that goal was to eliminate the nearly 90 pounds of packaging accompanying the building of each vehicle. GM demanded suppliers abandon wooden pallets and would accept only parts arriving on recyclable pallets made of recyclable materials.
Simply that action allowed GM to save $100,000 in waste disposal fees and earn $50,000 reselling the carbon, recycling it every business day.
McCower noted sometimes a company's desire to reduce waste disposal expenses can lead to some unexpected green partnerships.
Tyson, largest chicken processor in the energy business, they have, I think it's 2.3 billion pounds a year of chicken fat that they render, and that was a liability and a huge pollutant. They have a partnership with ConocoPhillips to create Tyson Renewable Energy to create biodiesel.
Small businesses have long been a part of the green movement.
We're seeing a lot of locally sourced products and green niche services. Every city seems to have a green dry cleaner and auto mechanic and travel agent and sometimes bank and insurance company and others.
McCower says one ironic feature of the green movement among businesses is that more do the walk than the talk.
Companies are afraid to talk about this. Activists are really good at playing bad cop and saying, nope, stop it, can't do that, not good enough, but not so good at saying, good, thank you.
He pointed to the public relations dilemma faced by Levi Strauss when it began buying organic cotton. The company started with 2%, with a goal toward gradually increasing the amount. But McCower says Levi Strauss at first refused to discuss the plan. It seems cotton growers use about 1/4 of the world's pesticides. The company didn't want to bring up the other 98% of its cotton purchases. It preferred to wait until they were buying more organic.
And the basic problem is that when companies talk about what they're doing right, they often unwittingly illuminate problems that the public didn't know they had. Pesticides, cotton? I thought it was the fabric of our lives.
McCower says another, even more basic problem with going green exists. There are no set goals.
So how good is good enough? How do we think about that? And what's a good enough Anchorage? And what's a good enough Alaska?
He offered his Anchorage audience a trio of challenges to help them determine what is good enough. First, determine your impact. Coca-Cola discovered its biggest environmental offense came not from its bottling process or its massive fleet of trucks, but from its vending machines and store refrigeration units. Other companies learned their biggest carbon footprint came from business travel. Each company or entity needs to examine their own situation. Next, determine goals and policies. And finally, communicate. Describe challenges met and remaining, openly and honestly, with all your constituents, those within and without your organization. He also invited the audience to visit greenbiz.com, a website devoted to presenting the ongoing green efforts of companies worldwide. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.